We were in Capernaum, and by then, Jesus had chosen 12 to be his closest followers, 12 men. It wouldn't have been seemly for them to have been women, but 12 men were his closest followers. And we were all in Capernaum, but Jesus looked to the 12 and said,
"We have no time for me to teach you or even to eat together. Let us take a boat and go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee."
Well, many of the men had been fishermen before, so what could be easier? They took the boat to the other side, and then Jesus walked up, and it was springtime again, the time of Passover. So the grass was fresh as Jesus walked up that hillside and found a place to sit. For in our land, a rabbi always sits when he's going to say something important to his pupils. Well, Jesus was sitting, and they were all listening to him. But then Jesus glanced round and saw some of the people. They must have seen where they set off to in the boat, and they had come round on the shoreline, all the way round, gathering more and more people from the towns and the villages as they came. They do say there were 5,000 men, plus women and children too. Well, as they came round, Jesus looked to Philip, and he said to him,
"Where are we to buy food for all these people?"
Well, Philip, he replied, "But Lord, even half a year's wages would not be enough to buy as much as a bite for all these people." We realize now our Lord was testing Philip. For a little while later, Andrew came to him with a small boy. And the boy had a basket with him. And in it was 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. Now you may have heard what happened next, for many people have, even people who do not know our Lord. But you may not have heard it as the boy would tell it, for I heard him speak it once. Let him tell you what happened.
Oh, it was the boy with the 5 barley loaves and the 2 fish. I was there when he looked up to heaven and gave thanks. And then he started to hand out the food. I don't know how, but there was food for all of us, even me. Food for everybody. Well, when everyone had finished their food and filled up their bellies, he said to the 12 who were with him that they should gather up the leftovers, that nothing may be lost. Well, I helped gather the leftovers up too. And well, if I had not seen it for myself, I don't think I would have believed it. For there were 12 baskets of leftovers. But I had only taken 5 small loaves and 2 fish. I wanted to know what he would do next. So I hid behind a rock. I thought maybe he'd want to celebrate, or just go with his friends, or just rest. But he didn't do any of those. He sent everyone away. All the 5,000 and the women and children, he sent them back round the shore the way they'd come. And the 12 who'd been with him, he sent them back in the boat to Capernaum. But then he went the other way. He went further and further into the mountains, away from all the people. I kept well back. I was sure he did not know I was there. But then he stopped. I stopped too. I could still see him. And I could tell that he was talking. But I was sure there was no one there. I couldn't hear what he was saying, but it looked like he was talking to someone. and then listening to someone. Then I realized he was talking to God. My father, he always said if we wanted to talk to God, we must go to the synagogue, or if it was really important, to the temple in Jerusalem. But either way, a priest would speak to God for us. But I was sure he was talking to God, well, direct. Then I decided to have a go too. I'm not sure how I got the idea, but I decided to try talking to God and listening to God silently in my own heart. And I could do it. I'm going to be quiet now for 2 whole minutes so you can be quiet in your own heart, talking to God and listening to God.